I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have all four of us present here tonight. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name, and spell your name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Does anybody have public comment at this time? All right, we'll move on to agenda item number 3, the approval of minutes for February 8th, 2022.
I move that we approve the minutes for, what was that date?
February 8th.
February 8th.
All in favor of approving these minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And we'll have the approval of the agenda for today, March 8th, 2022.
I motion for the approval of the agenda for March 8th, 2022.
All in favor of the approval of the agenda for March 8th, 2022?
Aye.
Aye. All right, informational items. First, we'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Month of February, medical calls, 18. Medical flights, 2. We said goodbye to one of our neighbors again. Fireside, we ended up with 5 calls for service and 1 structure fire. February being the smallest month of the year we have. While we do appreciate everyone keeping us on our toes, we don't mind being bored to it. Anyone have anything for me? Yes, ma'am.
On the 23rd of February with the structure fire at the airport, I happened to have been coming toward the fire department from my house, and 2 white trucks passed me quickly. They were headed here to get in fire trucks to go. Then coming back, you were behind me, and I went, "Who's this jerk behind you?" And you're flashing your lights, and you went past, and you went to the fire department too for the same fire. But is it feasible to have some kind of little siren or something so people here know you're the volunteer trying to get to the place where you have a siren?
No.
No, okay. And also, while I was at the store, someone was mouthing off about, well, it's about time they come by and get to this fire because you can see the black. And I reminded them, these are volunteers, so that's huge.
They don't live at the station.
And they don't live, right, they don't hang out at the fire department. That's what this lady was implying.
And at that comment, I always remind people, membership meetings are the 3rd Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
So more than welcome to come on down, 6 o'clock, doors are open, introduce yourself, and if you've got that kind of desire to lose sleep all night, waiting for fires, by all means, if you can do it better, we'd love to learn. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So,
okay. Lovely. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else? Perfect.
All right, we'll receive a report from Metro regarding activity statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
How you doing? Austin Perrin with Metro.
Really, another report. Relatively quiet. Not going to move for us. We like it that way. Sergeant Pitt couldn't be here today, so if anybody has any questions, I can relay them to him if we need them. So any questions?
Are you going to be around later?
Sure.
At the end?
As long as there's no call.
I do have a question at the end.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll stick around.
Okay.
If we have to leave or something, then we'll try to make it.
Okay. Not vital.
I was kind of wondering when Scanlon is going to come by and visit us so we can get to see her, the new one.
She works day shift.
Oh, she does.
So hopefully she'll make it by eventually.
Maybe I won't have to ever see her.
That would be good.
Yeah. That would be good too.
If not, I'll tell her that I'll try to see if she'll come to one of the meetings.
Maybe, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools regarding recent news, upcoming activities, and events.
I'm
I'm covered in mouth and cold.
We've started baseball and softball. And once again, if you go to the Sandy Valley School website, there's an athletic section in there. You can pull up the up-to-date schedule on there as well. Basketball did end up in the third seed in our the boys basketball.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't do so well in our playoff game, but we were excited to be in the playoffs. So. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Rec.
So we're doing Wednesday night basketball again. Adults and teens from 6 to 7:30, is that right?
That's, yeah.
Okay, and it's at the school gym. It's $2 for drop-in, and I believe we're going to go $20 for a session, which I think is 3 months. So, or whatever Kale deems the session is. Also, we're doing the clothing club March 25th, which is a Friday from 10 to 2 here. You can come bring your projects, come quilt, or just come and socialize.
What day again?
Friday, the 25th, 10 to 2.
All right.
Am I understanding that there is no basketball
stylist?
Never mind.
Right, no basketball this Wednesday. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have a funeral to go to.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have a report from Valley Electric?
We have a meeting at the end of the month. March 31st, hot dogs out here at the park, I think. Oh my God, I got a card.
Okay. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
I don't have a whole lot to share. The gas station had its grand opening. Unfortunately, due to the delays, some caused by Clark County, their reader machines were not functioning. I think so much sand had gotten into them. So they're on order. It stinks. They didn't expect that to happen. Actually, the company that makes them was very surprised. So as soon as those get in, I'm sure we'll all hear that we can go get gas. The Family Dollar is moving along. I did not hear back from the developer for an update on that. Starbucks is open. I think you all saw that. I talked to Public Works today. They don't have a set time to start on the pass, and believe me, I'm unhappy about that too. And I see the potholes are getting worse, so the patch crew should be up tomorrow or the next day. And on our trail along Quartz, they have come out and started doing some initial survey work, and that should be happening in the next few months, getting started in the next few months, at least part of it. And I think that's all I have. And we reckon for in honor of Women's History Month, Commissioner Jones honored Electra Smith for all that she does for our community. She was at the commission. Last month, she was among about 25 women, some amazing women, including this one. So it was a very special day, and she deserved every bit of recognition she could get. So that's it. Yes.
Any word on B City?
Jason?
No. Okay. Second question was the bighorn sheep silhouette signs. To replace the ones that I guess used to be there years ago for the past, so that we know there's big herd sheep coming across yet. And then the last one was for you about Winterfest, if that's going to be something Clark County will be part of. Otherwise, Sandy Mesquite said we'd take it on for December 10th this year.
Okay. There's been some internal strife about those funds and everything. I am pretty confident we're still going to do it. It might just have to be done a little differently with who pays for what and how it's done. But I think we'll still be on board.
Okay, so we chose the second Saturday of December, which lands on the 10th.
Okay.
And we are asking the people that were upset, which I understand there's like a handful that verbally said stuff about not having Christmas Cafe and how can we incorporate that to the park for that entire event to be everything everybody ever wanted. So that's the
idea. Hey,
and then we'll co-op with you if the funds are there. If they're not, we'll do it the way we would have done it if we had nothing. So
yeah, the funds should be there to help us kind of, it's very controversial. It's a mess. So
okay, no worries.
But when we were going through the meetings about the money, I was proud to say, listen, this event was awesome, and it did exactly what that money was supposed to do, is create something special for the community and bring people together.
And
so,
different, something they haven't had here yet.
So yeah, okay. So you decided December 10th.
Yes.
All right, and Jason actually is switching roles in our team, so he should have more time.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, I thought you said he's leaving.
No,
okay,
he's actually in Europe.
Not another one.
But, December 10th. Okay.
Very good.
Western Europe, I hope.
I don't remember where he was going. He wasn't going to Ukraine, for sure. Or Russia, thank goodness. He told me and I can't remember. Sorry.
Yes, I just make a comment about there were so few people, Sandy Valley people, that were at the gas station grand opening, and what really impressed me was that it was all gas and oil people. The person we were talking to like lives in Mongolia or whatever, has
right.
Like,
China.
These were suits that came from all over the country and the world.
Right.
I mean, this is something really special here.
Right. So in case you didn't know, our gas station here is the first of its kind in the United States. Those kinds of gas stations exist, fueling centers or whatever exist, like at airports and big industrial sites. But this is the first one in the whole country that's a retail location. So it's pretty exciting. And Suzanne's right, they planned the grand opening for when there was a big petroleum conference here in Las Vegas. So yeah, there were people that came out from all over the world to see our site. It's so unfortunate that it wasn't working, but I don't think that took away from the fact that it's there and ready to function. And the company that does, called U-Fuel, they're hoping, or they're planning, this to be a place where if somebody wants to start a gas station like that somewhere else in the country, they'll come here to see how it works. So it was pretty exciting. It had all sorts of different accents, and it was pretty amazing. So our little Sandy Valley's doing something pretty special, so very exciting.
So, who's our new candidate for the on the Sandy Valley Citizens Advisory Committee Board?
I can't say until the commissioner makes his decision.
Oh, okay.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you very much. We do not have any planning and zoning business, and we do not have any general business. So we'll move on to agenda item number 8. Comments by the general public. It's a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote.
Hi, I'm Christina Tribal. My address is 2815 Garnet Avenue. I've lived in Sandy Valley for almost 6 years, and I am running for constable. That's all I have to say.
All right, thank you very much. Yes?
Brian, I think mine goes further down the list just to talk about for a minute, Thursday?
That wasn't on our agenda, so you can use this time for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you wanting... Now would be the time for that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you, because it's not on the agenda, you have 3 minutes where you can talk about it.
I don't think that long, I don't think.
Sounds good.
I'll just talk faster. Okay. First of all, I want to thank the committee for allowing me this time. I had the pleasure of speaking an hour ago to the Sandy Mesquite Valley Group. And they've been very good, and Gail in particular, in handling questions so that I could coordinate things. And this is the first of a decade long as I vision this. This year we're focusing on geology. Can you hear me? I can speak louder. I am capable of speaking very loud because I'm a performer. And so I just wanted to know, first of all, to make it shorter, are there any questions about what I'm doing? Does anybody have any questions?
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Okay, so on Friday the 22nd of April, there are flyers around town. It's been in the Happenings paper. Next month, Gail is going to carry the actual agenda, which has what time, who's performing and such. For me, this is very exciting to be able to bring something to the community because I believe in it. It's educational and it's very old-timey and small. So I deliberately don't have any vendors. I will have my performers and speakers allowed to solicit donations quietly because a lot of them are traveling hundreds of miles to come here. One lady in particular is coming from the Gem Society and she spent over $300 in paint, but she's not charging us, so she's going to collect donations. If you haven't seen the flyers, Al Marquis is going to be doing music with Rob Miller. Richard Cook is a geologist who's with the Tuck Mine in Arizona. He's a mine owner and a geologist. The Good Springs Historical Society is going to be doing rare photographs and a presentation about the joint history of the township of Good Springs, which included Sandy Valley in the earlier part of our history. And the Southern Nevada Gem Society is doing events for kids. And it's free, it's open to the public. The tagline is bring your lunch, bring your lawn chair, and bring your smile. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
And that was Earth Day, April 22nd, if you didn't hear that at the beginning.
I did not. Okay, April 22nd, Friday. We did it on a Friday because that's the day the children are out of school, and hopefully they'll be able to come. Principal Hadavi has been made aware of it. He's been very encouraging. He has a copy of the final flyer, and I'm hoping kids will come because we planned it with them in mind, but adults will like it as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Gail Beckman, 875 Osage, here in Sandy Valley. Just some dates and things. We had our Sandy Mesquite meeting, first one since November, so we've got Easter coming up, Easter egg hunt, 1:30 here at the park. That's on Easter Sunday, April 17th. Then that Friday will be the Earth Day event. We're having it's not Cinco de Mayo, it's Siete de Mayo, is that right? Okay, so May 7th, celebrating Cinco de Mayo, will be an event here at the park that Sandy Mesquite's gonna oversee. Back to Easter real quick, does the school or someone know where that Easter Bunny costume is that was used in years past? It's evidently living somewhere in the valley, but who could use it?
I believe it belongs to an individual.
Oh, it
that
does.
Individual always wears it.
Oh, okay. Do you want to check and see
later.
If they want to be a bunny?
I don't know for sure, but I can give you who it is.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk after. Okay, beautiful. Let's see. There's not going to be the sailplane event. They were hoping to come out again in May. They use they were using our sod farms for their big worldwide event. Evidently, new people took it over, and they're doing it in Phoenix. So we won't see them this year. And then September 17th, we'll have a health and happiness expo combined with a cultural exchange, which will have anybody's type of cuisine you want. And you may have seen the health and happiness expos that Mark and I put on in the past. I do believe that's it. Other than the winter festival, December 10th. Oh, I know the other thing. We had a program come to Vegas called Rural Drop, which is for 60 plus people, and it didn't matter your income. I asked for 20 flyers to be sent to me so I could put them all over. And then a couple days later, she said the funding got dropped. So I ran around and put the flyers down. And I was gonna put it in the paper, but fortunately it changed before the paper came out. So if anyone's asking about this Rural Drop program, about 10 people out here got on it and then it was already over. So the next time they have a program, they'll be letting me know so that I can get some word out fast to everybody. And that is it, thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other comments? All right. Our next meeting will be on April 12th, 2022. This meeting is adjourned.
How are you doing?
I'm good.